Hello, my name is Enrique Frankel. I'm happily married with my spouse, Devin Reed, living here in Virginia, and I've been diagnosed with HIV since June of 2007.
It's only been 7-8 months, but initially I was paranoid. All of a sudden, I didn't want to hug people. I felt like I was an alien or whatever. I didn't want to give anybody sick or anything like that. At the same token, I demanded people to hear me to say, hey, I have HIV now. And my mom, she still gets on me. She says, your HIV does not make who you are as a person. It does not define you. And today I can say honestly that I treat it like it's a pebble in my shoe. I mean, I have it and it's going to be there, and I can't take the shoe off and dump the pebble out. It's just going to be there. It bugs me sometimes, but I just got to learn to live with it. I just wanted to let the young ones, or the ones that are lost, or the ones that are scared, not to be scared that they are, that if they just got diagnosed, or I don't care how old they are, 18 years old or 50 years old, this is a scary thing, but I don't want anybody to feel scared or anything like that. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but the best diagnosis for me, and I really think it is for anybody, is not to put your head down. I mean, if you put your head down, you're not going to win. In order for you to combat it successfully, you got to say, you know what? This is my body. This is my life. I'm not going to stop living. I refuse to put my head down. And I think if I could generate that message to everybody who just gets diagnosed, that it's a message of hope. If they have that little inkling of hope in their mind and in their heart, and they let the seed take, then it'll grow into this big tree that HIV will not be able to cut down at all. I really get offended when I hear somebody moping about it's sad and I want to feel sorry for myself. You don't have time for that. You really don't. You got to just keep pushing forward. It's okay to be scared, but don't hang your head.